Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We're explaining well this afternoon because yesterday they published the actual regulations for our brand new state of disaster. Yay, we're in a disaster again.
Another one. Yes.
Load shedding light, I like to call it. Not load shedding light, lockdown light.
Well, yeah, and as we wait for our Minister of Load Shedding, I'm going to stick to that. So, yes, we have received the regulations, and I'll just talk you through what they entail because it is a little bit technical. The regulations designate so-called critical electronic communications and broadcasting infrastructure as essential. It allows Cabinet Minister to grant load shedding exemptions for essential infrastructure, so we would be able to keep broadcasting because that would be seen as essential. Load shedding exemptions or reduced rotational power schedules for essential infrastructure can only be granted under certain circumstances. But so it allows for lessened load shedding for essential infrastructure, whether that's broadcasting, hospitals, energy, water. Yeah. Water is one of the main focus areas here. The exemptions must align with the requirements of the system operator. And the system operator, which is Eskom, is still responsible for balancing supply and demand.
Okay, so if we're going to, because according to their list, health infrastructure, so all the hospitals and clinics, water infrastructure, which is fine, sewage works, pumps, all of those kind of things, railways and ports, food production, so farming areas and food storage and refrigeration and so on, and then electronics and broadcast. So those are all exempt.
Network operators.
In order to keep all of that on, we might have to turn more of everything else off.
Yeah, that's the implication. And the regulations also allow for, I love what one journalist calls it, quick and dirty repairs.
Quick and dirty, great.
So yeah, just to get things fixed. One of the interesting clauses that I came across, or one of the interesting implications, is that the regulations allow all activities permitted under the state of disaster to continue after it ends.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yes. So the regulations put out here. Yeah.
So we're going to pull all of the red tape to get everything done as fast as possible. But then it can continue to be done. We won't do any checks and balances after the fact.
So there are checks and balances in that it requires real-time auditing by the Auditor General. But we know that this hasn't always helped. And it doesn't actually prevent it. There's nothing here that will prevent the grid collapsing. These are very much measures in terms of what do we do, basically, if things get worse.
Yeah.
And I have a short clip here from energy expert Tsepo Godima in terms of what he thinks about these regulations.
These are unwarranted. They are not appropriate. They are not going to, in any shape or form, make any difference in as far as averting the imminent catastrophe that will follow from a national collapse of the grid.
Great. That reassures me completely.
The words imminent catastrophe are now stuck in my head.
Like, yeah. And so he points to the fact that most big businesses are putting contingency plans in place for what we would call a black swan event. Mm. We've lived through far too many black swan events.
Yeah, look, I'm tired of them.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be once in a lifetime terrible things.
No,
and then we had a economic crash in 2009 and then a COVID shutdown and now another recession and then we're without power. I've had like four of them in 12 years.
Yeah, but so the fact is we've now learned that we need to plan for the worst, essentially. Mm. So things like the JSE, making sure that it has enough diesel to run for at least a week, if need be. These regulations are not going to change whether we get to that point. Eskom has still consistently said that the risk for this is low at this stage, but most people are putting plans in place for if it happens.
Can I ask, what would happen if we switched off the lights for the offices where people aren't there at night? Considering that, you know, it happens that not everyone works in the middle of the night.
Joe man, look how smart you are. Can I read you 4A from the regulations? All institutions within national, provincial and local government must, for the duration of the disaster, adopt energy saving measures.
Oh.
So there you go. They must turn off the lights.
Wow. Well, you would think that would be, you know, obvious, but clearly now someone needs to force you to switch the lights
on. Yeah, but also you need to have lights on in order to switch them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you'd save money as well, wouldn't you? You can pay people more if you save money and switch off the lights.
Now, this whole situation is quite scary. One of the ones that I did see in this that looked pretty good was they are, in theory, going to order the fact that if you are a private person or a private organization that generates power, they want to facilitate a way for you to put it back into the grid as fast as possible. Yeah. So maybe, and then if that's a hangover that lasts until afterwards,
we'd be happy with
maybe
that.
That's a good thing that comes out.
Absolutely.
Of it.
And I think the proof is in the pudding. We have to see this fleshed out. We have to see also what our imminent Minister of Load Shedding announces in this regard. And we're still waiting for the announcement on who that will be.
I just want to go back to precedented times, please. I'm so sick and tired of these are unprecedented times. Just let us go back.
Yeah, just a precedent here,
please,
and there.
Just casual.
We don't want something new, please. Old.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.